Alfred Stokeline, not usually a talkative man, had much to say as he fetched hot water and otherwise assisted in the cleaning up. He wished folks would stop yapping and try to understand why he and his wife, though they lived scarcely 100 yards from the clutter home, had heard nary a nothing, not the slightest echo of gun thunder, of the violence taking place. "Sheriff and all them fellas been out here fingerprinting and scratching around. They got good sense. They understand how it was. How come we didn't hear? For one thing, the wind. A west wind like it was would carry the sound the other way. Another thing, there's that big Milo barn tween this house and ourn. That old barn would soak up a lot of racket before it reached us. And did you ever think of this? Him that done it, he must have knowed we wouldn't hear. Else he wouldn't have took the chance, shooting off a shotgun 4 times in the middle of the night. Why, he'd be crazy. Of course, you might say he must be crazy anyhow, to go doing what he did. But my opinion, him that done it had figured it out to the final T. He knowed. And there's one thing I know, too. Me and the missus, we've slept our last night on this place. We're moving to a house alongside the highway." The men worked from noon to dusk. When the time came to burn what they had collected, they piled it on a pickup truck and, with Stokeline at the wheel, drove deep into the farm's north field, a flat place full of color, though a single color, the shimmering tawny yellow of November wheat stubble. There they unloaded the truck and made a pyramid of Nancy's pillows, the bedclothes, the mattresses, the playroom couch. Stokeline sprinkled it with kerosene and struck a match. Of those present, none had been closer to the Clutter family than Andy Earhart. Gentle, genially dignified, a scholar with work-calloused hands and sunburned neck, he'd been a classmate of Herb's at Kansas State University. "We were friends for 30 years, he said sometime afterward, and during those decades Earhart had seen his friend evolve from a poorly paid county agricultural agent into one of the region's most widely known and respected farm ranchers. Everything Herb had, he earned, with the help of God. He was a modest man, but a proud man, as he had a right to be. He raised a fine family. He made something of his life. But that life, and what he'd made of it. How could it happen, Earhart wondered as he watched the bonfire catch. How was it possible that such effort, such plain virtue, could overnight be reduced to this? Smoke, thinning as it rose and was received by the big, annihilating sky.